This podcast brought to you by IFR Magazine, the magazine for the accomplished pilot.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Air Venture 2014 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm with Brian Jacobson with the National Aircraft Appraisers Association. Brian, one of the things we've been talking about here is refurbed aircraft and how an appraiser approaches the value of that aircraft so that the potential buyer can get a loan. And this has been a problem. It's going to be a problem in making this refurb effort grow. Tell me about how your organization is going about doing that.
Well, Paul, what we're looking at now is this is a fairly new thing, and we're just starting to look at it and see how to go about valuing an airplane that is totally, you know, reconditioned. I know we're discussing one particular group that's redoing the airplane from scratch with all new wiring. I mean, it's going to be just like a remanufactured, if you want to call it that, airplane. The problem we have as appraisers is that these airplanes, let's take a make and model. Let's say a 1976 Cessna 172. The way we gather our data is based on past events. And when these airplanes first come out, when they're first sold, there are no past events. And this is the problem that the banks have also, is that there's no data to use on an airplane like this. How much will it sell for? What is the key? To me, the key to this airplane, this type of airplane, is that there be a standard that it is reconstructed under. A manufactured airplane is built to a standard and then certified by the FAA and or by a designee of the FAA. And these airplanes should be dealt with the same way. In other words, the standard exists for how the work is done. Anybody can take an airplane and go put an engine in it and put a new fancy paint job on it, a nice interior, and call it a reconditioned airplane. And we see it done all the time. And then the prices go up on those airplanes, and for a long time they don't sell because they're overpriced. So what we want to see is a standard for the construction or reconstruction of that airplane and refurbishment, remanufactured, whatever you want to term you want to use for it. And then we can go from there. We can come up with a methodology on that airplane to where we can come up with reasonable values that I think everybody could live with. One more point there. I'm not saying that we would alter. In other words, we don't want to come up with just that. Our job is not come up with values, make values up. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about come up with a realistic method for coming up with realistic values for that type of airplane.
Let's talk about the trainer context. And a good example is the Redbird Red Hawk project. So that airplane is probably going to be in the $230,000 to $250,000 range. Those airframes will be 1980s Skyhawks. So you mentioned to me earlier that one problem is that when those airplanes get out in the field and they get beaten up, they're unrecognizable. Now what?
That's a problem that it's an ongoing problem even today. Typically, the high-time airplanes that are in flight schools that have been beaten up, they're not cared for properly. And I don't necessarily mean mechanically, although there's some of that, but the cosmetics are usually not good at all. They don't look good. We call them flight school airplanes. And they're not, the values in those airplanes are low. So you take an airplane like this that we're talking about, $250,000, and 5 years down the road with 1,000 hours on that airplane or somewhere in that vicinity, we have a good idea what that airplane's going to look like in the typical flight school. Some of the larger flight schools don't treat their airplanes that way, so there'd be differences. So what we're afraid of then is that those airplanes won't be any different from any other airplane that's out there. So the values on those airplanes could be correspondingly low as well. That's something we're going to have to see and to evaluate. That's going to take time to evaluate.
That suggests to me that a refurbed airplane, at least going into the training environment, could have a very sharp depreciation curve that it didn't have when it was new, or that a new airplane, if you take a brand new Cirrus, you buy the airplane, it has a predictable depreciation curve. But what you're saying is if you get that refurbed airplane out there and it's new in 2014, 5 years hence it's beat up, but it's had a real sharp drop because now it's back to where an older unrestored airplane is.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Exactly. It would be the same because typically it doesn't take long in a flight school environment especially where the cosmetics are not kept up, sometimes the mechanics are not kept up, to get an airplane into that position. And, you know, it's too bad, but it's the fact. It's a fact. And that's why if you were to take an airplane like that and put it on a flight school line, we don't know what it's going to look like in 5 years from now, but we have an idea what it's going to look like. And we know, I can tell you right now, the value on that airplane would be significantly lower than another of those 2014 airplanes that are 5 years down the road that are owned by a private owner. It'd be a big difference between the two.
Now, in the past, the Blue Book has created special categories for refurbished or modded airplanes. Is that needed here?
Something is needed, and at this point, I'm not sure about the methodology that we will use for this as it comes about. But yes, there has to be a methodology for it, that's something. The way we do that is we get a group of our senior appraisers together, and we sit down, we hash it all out. So we have a very reliable, reasonable methodology for doing that. So when the time comes, it'll all be in place. That's the only way it can be done because we deal in facts. We don't deal in, well, I think. So that's what's going to happen. That's how it'll come about.
But you do see a way to get there?
Yes. Yeah, I do now. It's taken me a while, I'll be honest with you. It's taken me a while to see that because, again, the way we think as appraisers, we think, okay, there's a 1975, 172, 182, whatever, and a lot of money has been poured into it, and where is the point at which somebody won't buy that airplane? That's the type of thing that we deal with. And this is going to be different. And now I can see that there is, and I do think there's a place for these airplanes, too, and thinking about it. So yeah, I think there's a place to go with them, and I think there's a way to come up with a methodology. But typically, like I say, we get a group of people together to do it. It's not just one person's opinion. We're going to get a group of people. We will sit down, and we'll come up with a methodology that will work with that type of an airplane.
All right, Brian. Well, thanks for the explanation.
Thank you, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2014 from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. We've been speaking with Brian Jacobson of the National Aircraft Appraisers Association. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by IFR Magazine, the magazine for the accomplished pilot.